It was in a Springfield, Illinois museum gallery when the selfish thought hit. I might be able to buy my very own Works Progress Administration Federal Art Project painting or drawing. They're very American, very 30s, very beautiful. Very expensive, worth investigating at least. Turns out that the price is the least of the worries for those who covet WPA art. That's because would-be collectors can't buy the vast majority of the artwork legally, really. The artwork's true owner, its first owner, isn't selling. They call it federal art because it is. It belongs to the federal government. The government commissioned the paintings, the murals, the art way back when. And as a General Services Administration letter on the subject notes, the government generally still owns the art, no matter who has it hanging on her wall. That's a backbone of property law. Title to property generally remains with the true owner if the true owner hasn't gotten rid of it. The title to the art then remains with the government, because the government has never, according to the letter, set out to sell the art or to give it away. And now that WPA art is so popular, the government wants it back in various ways. An art business website maintains that government officials notify people selling WPA art on eBay or at an art auction, telling them that the art belongs to the government, not the seller, and should be donated to a museum for all to enjoy. The cases bear the ownership analysis out, even when the facts are troubling. For example, in the early 1970s, workers at a high school in Connecticut discovered some old decaying WPA murals on canvas and put them out with the trash. A former student with a good eye retrieved the murals, and they eventually found their way to a WPA art fan who restored them, believing that finders are keepers and that he owned them. But he didn't. In 1992, a federal appellate court decided that the city government had never abandoned the art, even though workers had thrown the murals away, and that the murals must be returned to the city. The restorer didn't lose all, however. The court ordered the city to pay him the money he'd spent in making the murals new again, because it found he truly believed that they were his. All this, sadly, means that even should I win the lottery someday, there will never be real WPA art gracing one Urbana home. But save the real pity for the New York collector whose decorating was featured in an edition of Architectural Digest a few years back. A WPA painting of a dilapidated house hung on the wall not far from a mural that, the caption noted, the homeowner believes once hung in a public building. He'd better hope that the government doesn't read decorating magazines. I'm Amy Guida.